Good morning, everyone. My name is Denise Gaskell, and welcome to the Monday morning motivational call for Team Glacken. We get together every single Monday morning in a live conference call and chat through a variety of business topics. It's just a really great way to set the tone for the week and get started. This morning, I'm going to lead you through a conversation about network marketing. I have been reading through the book, The Four-Year Career, and I'm guessing many of you have heard about this. It's a small book. It's a quick read. It's by Richard Brook. His middle name is in there as well, or a hyphen name, Richard Bliss Brook. And it's called The Four-Year Career. I do believe he's done a variety of these books for other network marketing companies. So if you're looking for the one that has, there are Shackley quotes and Shackley stories in the back of the book. So if you're looking for that one in particular, make sure that you get the one that has the Shackley information in it. Richard Brook, from what I gather, is a network marketer. He's been in the industry for a while, and he wrote this book, How to Make Your Dreams of Fun and Freedom Come True, or not, he says on the book, on the title page. So obviously, network marketing, as if we know that we're in that industry, if we're in Shackley, right? Shackley is a network marketing company. It was Dr. Shackley's dream to have his product shared person to person. As I recall, I remember hearing the story that he really never wanted his product sitting on a shelf. He believed in the value of a conversation and a relationship. So nowadays that might look a little different, right? We have social media and other venues and ways to get our products and our name out there, but it still means that we're building a relationship, and that really is what network marketing is about. I do know, I did get an email, and I kind of briefly saw, I believe they're going to be doing some diving into this book or and maybe somebody knows more than I do if they read through that email. And if you haven't heard about it, again, the book is called The Four-Year Career by Richard Bliss Brook, and I believe there's some type of a talk going to be discussed about the book, and there's an opportunity to get the book and get involved in that discussion. But talk to your upline about that, or reach out to me via Facebook, and then I can send you over that link. But what I really loved, just getting started in the book, is he really kind of talks about what network marketing is and what network marketing is not. And I just kind of thought it would be fun maybe just to go around and chat with we do like these calls to be interactive. I think everybody on the call this morning knows that. So if you have a moment in the questions to share your feedback, we would love that. So my thought this morning was we would kind of get started on talking about what we thought we got into when we got into Shackley, right? When someone invited you, did you know it was network marketing? Were you introduced to it as network marketing? I thought we'd have a little discussion on maybe our first thoughts and getting invited into Shackley or the products, or if we really even knew that what network marketing was. Who wants to get us started on that conversation?
Well, I was clueless.
Share more about that.
Well, I started to learn about a couple products and then really did not understand network marketing. It took me a while to grasp the whole idea. I just moved very slowly in the beginning because I was trying to understand what this animal was.
And how long ago was that?
That was back, I joined in December of 2009. So it really, it took a while for me to just get an understanding, because I really hadn't been involved. The only network marketing, and I hadn't really heard of it as that, was Amway. So mm-hmm. I didn't know Shackley from Shinola, as they say. So for me,
anyone else want to share? Oh, go ahead.
For me, it's taken a while, and I think having Shackley University, the evolution of the training that's been put forth by corporate on the website and on our member center, is really tantamount to getting a much quicker understanding of things.
Yes. Anyone else? When you were introduced to Shackley, did you understand network marketing? Did you know Shackley was a network marketing company? Maybe what was some of your experience? We thought we'd just do a round-robin discussion this morning to get us kicked off on network marketing, what you knew about it when you got involved. I know for me, when I got started, I really just, you know, I saw a catalog and wanted some products and tried a few things from one of the girls in the office and didn't really understand what network marketing was. Started attending a few meetings and understood that there was a business opportunity. I didn't completely understand it, but I do know that I got excited and I was really pumped about the opportunity. And then you start sharing it with people, and I was naive in that. Thinking everyone was going to be as excited as I was, right? And then I had heard things like, oh, are you sure that's not a pyramid? Or that's probably going to sink in a few years. Haven't you heard that those things don't take off? Or that's like Amway, quote unquote, you know? And unfortunately, Amway, you know, gets a bad rap. It started off, I think, as a company with great intentions, and they were fully engulfed in the opportunity of network marketing. But over the years, that changed quite a bit, and their business model changed over the years. And so not to blame it all on them, but network marketing has certainly got a bad rap. And they do explain and talk about that in the book. There's been a handful of companies over the years that have maybe disguised themselves as network marketing companies and are actually pyramid schemes. And so a lot of people have heard that term, or I know I have been told that that quite possibly might be what I was getting involved with, was a pyramid scheme. And then, you know, those are illegal, and they don't last a whole long time because the only person that's really making money is at the top, and you're selling things that, you know, either are illegal or have no value. And so certainly that's not what Shackley is about at all. So I thought, like I said, we'd just kind of start off with a discussion on network marketing, what it looked like to you in the beginning. And so hopefully we can close out with what we believe about it now. But, you know, there's lots of businesses that we can get involved with, right? And he talks about the different businesses that are out there, retail chains and brick and mortar, right, where people sell products. And that's straight, you know, from the company to the customer. Certainly franchising. I know that's something that I briefly looked into for a little while. It was introduced to me, and it was just not in our budget. It was expensive. For me, it was a little bit confusing on which franchise to really think about or purchase or, you know, forecast out which would do well. And any of those that are doing well, like McDonald's maybe or Starbucks, I'm not sure if Starbucks is franchised, but McDonald's and some of those, they're just lots and lots of money to get involved with. And they do talk about direct sales, and I know sometimes this gets confusing, and it took me a long time to really kind of distinguish between the two, but direct sales is kind of a form of network marketing, or maybe network marketing is a form of direct sales, but you get hired to sell a product directly to the public in traditional direct sales, but you really don't build much of a team. Maybe you build a couple levels or a couple leaders, but it's not much more than that. So, you know, you really have to, maybe as you know some of these companies that are more of direct sales, they've been around for a long time as well, right? Avon, Pampered Chef, Tastefully Simple, Party Light, some of those, the more party companies I guess we might be familiar with. A lot of those are direct sales. And while that's a form of network marketing, you know, network marketing really encompasses a whole lot more than that. So with direct sales, you really are, I think, in my opinion, really kind of pounding the pavement. A lot of times there's not a lot of memberships involved, so you're constantly seeking to sell your goods to new people all the time. So I think he does a great job of discussing the difference between all the opportunities that are out there as a business, including the direct sales. And then, you know, what is network marketing? So what is network marketing to you? So now that you've had a little time to think it through and be in the business for a little while, what do you think of network marketing now? Let's kind of talk about that a little bit. What do you think of network marketing?
Hello, it's Dorothy again in Tampa, sunny Florida. I would say that network marketing to me now is basically going out and sharing the gift and the information that we have with others. I'll be the first one to tell you that I had never heard of Shackley 12 years ago when Shackley came into our lives, and I'm so thankful that it did, because it's like, 'cause our health is completely different and we've completely done a 180, literally. But I used to be in Amway, and I was probably one of the most skeptical people that you will ever find. So when it took about 2 years for the person that was talking to me about Shackley for me to get it, and after a trip to the hospital, I guess the light bulb came on, and I said, what do I have to lose? So when I tried Shackley and I felt the difference and I did the research on this company, I think it's like at that point in time, it had to be shared with others. At that time, I did not know that Dr. Shackley was the one that actually pioneered the network marketing industry. And now it's like we are very, very proud to share that fact with others. So I think network marketing, as Eric Worre says, we do have a better way. I think it is exploding, and I think it's like that we just need to get to the people before someone else does. You know, so because we are growing green and we are growing fast. And being in West Palm over the weekend with Jennifer and Heather Chastain, I realize how fast we are growing. And so I'm very, very proud to share the best network marketing company on the planet. And we offer the best, so we don't have to worry about the rest.
I love it.
Well, thank you. I love it, too.
Fantastic. Anyone else, what do you think of network marketing now? Now that, you know, you are involved and you are, and certainly be honest here. We can be very honest on these Monday morning calls. So don't be afraid to share your thoughts. We'd love to hear what you have to think about network marketing.
I think network marketing can sound ominous sometimes when you first get started. However, the more we get educated on the theory of duplicatability, the more reachable it seems.
I love that. Yes. And I think because people aren't really sure what that verb, those two words mean when you put them together like that, right? Network marketing, that's a business. What does that look like? So I love the fact that we're talking about sharing the gift. I truly believe it's a gift as well. And, you know, when you, like I mentioned, when I first got started, you know, you're excited and you're pumped up. I really didn't know what network marketing was. I just knew I wanted to share the products. And then you kind of get the naysayers and some of that thoughts in your head. So definitely surrounding myself around people who believed in the products, who had experience with the business, really helped me to understand. And then, as mentioned, the Shackley University has great modules on the business, making sure that I was protecting my thinking. Jennifer talked about protecting your thinking at her Back to Basics boot camp earlier this month, and I jotted down a whole bunch of ways to protect your thinking, and I know that I used all of these and continue to as well for a variety of things, but getting my head wrapped around the opportunity and knowing that it was legit and it wasn't a scam or a pyramid and some of those negative things that I was hearing. So protecting your thinking, you know, listening to those voices in your head and then monitoring them, maybe jotting them down, doing some type of a journal around some of that, really kind of listening and identifying. And then making sure that you're listening to those Shakti universities or the podcasts, attending the events, like Dorothy mentioned, or the boot camp, any of the Shakti events, of course. Reading books, you mentioned Eric Worre, great network marketing guru, somebody you definitely want to be connected to, whether it's on the internet or in a book. You know, there's loads of CDs and MP3s and a variety of things from Shakti, but also outside of Shakti as well. And then affirmations. And somebody talked about using an app at our boot camp event. So if you're if you like to be reminded by things by your phone or read things on your phone, you could set up an app to read through affirmations, whether you set them up your own or read other affirmations. So protecting that thinking is important, especially around network marketing, because it's, for a lot of people, it's new. A lot of people don't understand what it is. It is definitely a booming industry. In the beginning of the book, here he talks about people who are involved in network marketing. And, of course, there are some really big names, lots of gurus who've written books and share all kinds of fantastic information, but also millionaires and, as we know, billionaires who own network marketing companies. So it's definitely an opportunity that a variety of people are looking at. And then so for us, we just, I think it really helps to understand how the business module works. And it's a piece that I try to work on a little bit every single week to understand the plan a little bit better, to understand how we differ. Not that I, you know, need to dig into or I don't diss other programs that are out there, but I just like to see how Shakti differs. So sometimes I'll spend a little bit of time in that. And it's, Shakti really does have the best payout plan in the program. We're the best, most honest network marketing company. And that's in my opinion, but I think everybody would agree with that. But network marketing is really, according to Richard Brook, and I would agree with him, three levels of participation. So we have customers, we have distributors, and we have sales leaders. You know, we might call them something different. We might call them business builders, right, or legs or organizations. But when he discusses it and breaks it apart, this is, all of these are the lifeblood of the business, and that's exactly what network marketing is. It isn't just a bunch of customers. It isn't just a bunch of distributors. And you don't have to get in on the ground level. A lot of times people think that the only way network marketing works is if you get in on a new product. Shakti has proven over and over again that's a myth, right? So we're continuing, because of our science and our research, to change things up and move things around. And while sometimes it's hard to get new products or get rid of the old, I mean, we really are with the times, and every single time Shakti launches, it is like a brand new company again, right? Brand new product lines, brand new incentives. So you certainly don't have to be with a company that's brand new. I think it's great to be with a company who's continuing to think brand new. So I know I've been talking a lot and shared some ideas. Anybody have any thoughts that popped into their head that while we were talking about network marketing or something that you wanted to share in this moment?
Hi, it's Krista Walker. As you're talking,
Good morning. I
was able to buy, Laura Evans spoke this weekend about, and she actually brought, I think, about 50 books. So I was able to actually get to right at the end there of the four-year career that you were sharing. And Laura shared that she has even used the book as a recruiting tool. And you know, once she gets her information, she had given a guy, she didn't have cash on her at the moment, and she got into a conversation, and a lot of the questions she asked, she said, you know, kind of threw it out for, would you be interested in something on the side that you could build? And, you know, they had a little bit of conversation, so she got some information. She said, I have a book for you. If I give you this book, would you read it? So I like that but she qualified somebody like that, it could also be, you know, a tool to educate somebody that may not know what network marketing is. You know, I think people have heard the term, but I don't think they completely understand the industry.
I completely agree. Reading through this book, like I said, you know, you think you know it pretty good, but he breaks it down so easily to understand and really kind of does some great comparisons. And he's also very careful, you know, to make sure he's saying that this is hypothetical, you know, not everybody's going to be in this place, and network marketing isn't for everyone, but for the people who it is for, you know, you could really, as long as you understand the idea of network marketing, make it happen, and this book really does a great job of explaining it. So whether you're new or you've been in for a while, I like the idea of giving it as a gift or helping somebody understand what it is. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, the other thing I was going to say, too, is even the Underwoods, I mean, they prospect all the time, and they were saying, you know, qualified, not prejudge, but if you know somebody, it's just there's a lot of resistance there, and they've answered, like, if you're asking the right questions, you're going to know what kind of answers you're looking for, and you're going to kind of be able to tell if there's somebody that is going to move forward or want to move forward or explore it more. So I like that, you know, in this book, I haven't read it yet, but I've been to, you know, the Eric Worre events and stuff, and just understand the industry, we may be able to understand through asking questions if somebody's, you know, going to be a good fit for our personal team and for the industry. So I look forward to reading this, and I'm glad you brought it up as well on the call. So thank you.
You're welcome. Well, and he does a great job of designing helping you to create what this business, helping you get a vision of and helping you create what this business can do. And so one of the pieces that he sets apart here is the income, the offers, the opportunities, the advantages of being in a network marketing company. And so he's got 10 of them here. So I thought we would just, I think we have enough time to go through these. Let me see. We have just under 10 minutes. So he says here that you can build it part-time, and you can build it anytime, and you get to choose it when and how. And building it sometimes doesn't really work, right? You really have to be dedicated, at least an hour a day, he says, to set aside. But working on building your team, you can definitely make it work. So, again, while this business isn't perfect for everyone, and you don't have to be on the fast train, while we would love for everyone to get on that fast track, it doesn't always happen. And that's really the beauty of it, he says, is that you're going to have some people on your team who are on that fast pace and some people who are on the slower pace, and that's okay. And it really is what the beauty of this business. It's about timing for a lot of people. So you can build it part-time. And, again, these don't really work out if you're going to buy a franchise or if you're going to be part of another industry, if you're going to own a brick and mortar. You can't really sometimes it. You have to show up to work. You have to do those things. You have to be committed. And if that's what you choose to do, that's beautiful. But if you were looking at network marketing, there are some really great opportunities to take advantage of. So he also says you can build it from anywhere, any city, any virtual office, any phone, tablet, laptop, anywhere. So even people who are, you know, desolate or very far away from people, maybe even people who consider themselves a little more introverted with today's technology, you know, you might not want your whole team building their business this way, but it's an advantage that people can certainly use. You can launch a network marketing business, he says, typically for $500 to $1,000, which is very true for Shackley as well. So you could certainly choose more to spend more, he says, on education and tools and travel, but you don't have to. And, again, with other businesses, sometimes there are some big have-tos. You must put those in the budget with network marketing. And I think Shackley does a great job of keeping all of our events very reasonably priced. And he says you're not in business for yourself, or you are in business for yourself, rather, but not by yourself. And you've probably heard this before. So, you know, the company, Shackley, does really loads of stuff for us when you think of what they do. I like to call it behind the scenes, right? They take care of our paychecks. They take care of a lot of advertising and marketing, and they put together emails and campaigns and education. So that's big pieces, financially that other companies are having to invest in social media and photographs and videos and, you know, taking care of their financial end as well. So Shakti does a whole bunch to support us in IT and back office support. And then your business partners, right? So I know that my upline is very vested in me, and hopefully yours is as well. And if it doesn't look that way in your organization, make sure that you're doing that for your downline. So make sure that somewhere in your team someone is making it work and that they're getting the support that they need. And that's super important in this business. So the other, number six, he says, is the tax code. And you know, especially here in the state of Illinois, we can use all the tax breaks we could get. So having a business in your home is really one of the best opportunities to take advantage of all of the tax breaks that network marketing, if you have an office in your home, at least that's the way it works here in Illinois, which I would guess is in most states, set up an office and you legit have a space and then you legit have some tax credit. Learn it while you earn it. We talked a great deal about this at the boot camp that Jennifer did. People had been vulnerable and raised their hand and said, you know, I feel like I just need to learn some more before I can share. And so it's actually the opposite is true, right? We can learn it and still earn money, and we don't have to know it all. And it's always okay to say, let me ask or let me find out for you. That's a great question. I'm not sure of that answer. And so someone actually got up and spoke and said that, you know, she tried the business for several years and then she decided to get a nutrition degree thinking that that would help her. And she said it actually hurt her. And then she had a couple downline there, and one of the downlines stood up and said, you know, it's true because I thought I needed to know as much as her, but I didn't want a nutrition degree. So just remember that we don't have to know it all, and we can still continue to earn money and help others along the way. So building he says you can create the wealth building trifecta. So you can earn income. You don't have to know how to invest, you know, in the stock market and any of those other things as well. But, and a lot of people don't have the type of money to invest in those big stocks and big things. So we have this wealth building option in network marketing. Your income keeps the pace with inflation because the sales of the products, which get paid, which, you know, will rise over time just like everything else does, right? And then he says, with time and success, number 10 here is your income can be produced by hundreds, perhaps thousands of people, each pursuing their own success. So, again, we're not in this by ourselves. We're in this together as a team. And that really is what creates that asset or net worth, he says. So, again, just some really great tips. If you have the opportunity to grab that 4-year career book, I would highly recommend it. It's an easy read, but it makes a whole lot of sense. It's great for people who are new, just getting started, or for people who've been in the business a long time. I like the idea of sharing it as a gift, Trista. I thought that was great that you shared that. And so in closing here, does anybody have any comments or last words that they would like to say about network marketing? I know we shared quite a bit in the beginning, but we can also share quickly here in the end as we close out. Any closing thoughts about network marketing?
It's Dorothy again. I just want to say that it is very real, and you do not get the kind of raises in corporate America that you do in network marketing, that's for sure.
Yes. Or even have the security, right? I guess we could do a whole section on that. The security is gone, it seems, in the workplace, and there's not a whole lot of trust or empowering options for a lot of people. And if you're looking for financial rewards, you're right, Dorothy. They just, you hear it all the time, even still. I mean, the downturn in the economy was how many years ago, and companies blamed it on that. It's been, I think we're supposedly 10 years out of that, but people still are not getting raises, or if they are, it's very small. But as mentioned earlier, shared at the beginning, you know, Sheckley continues to grow. We continue to make huge strides. We're a green company, selling green, going green, doing green, all that stuff, giving green to others, and continuing to thrive even during the downturn and moving out of that.
And being very happy and healthy while we're making it happen.
Oh, gosh, great point. Great reminders. Really, that's the priceless piece.
Being around our Sheckley family is just absolutely energizing, motivating, inspiring, and you just don't get that in corporate America. I have been there. So network marketing is where it's at. And Sheckley is making it happen for us. So it's awesome.
I agree. Thank you. Trista, any last-minute ideas or anything you want to share since you were at that event? Anything network marketing-based that kind of pops up in your mind again as we're closing out our call?
You know what I do? I won't go into the whole thing because we're at the end of the call, but there was somebody, you know, I talked about focusing on the ABCs of business, and it was the second part would be, and I think it really ties into this, is having the belief in yourself, having the belief in the industry, which the call is about today, and the company. And for me, when I realized maybe about a year or so ago, I didn't really have a belief in the industry. So if you're lacking in any of those areas or all three, I would recommend that you find a way to have that belief so that that doesn't get in the way of moving forward. And for me, it was really getting into the Eric Worre stuff and realizing this is an amazing, amazing industry, and there's nothing like it at all. And so that would be my last word, tying in with this topic.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing. Well, I hope everybody has a fantastic Sheckley day and a great Sheckley week. Here we are in mid-June, so make it a great, great day, and we'll talk to you again same time, same place next week. Have a great day, everybody.